music poured out across a dark performance hall at Lakeshore's auditorium. Guests sat quietly, taking in the sounds of Latin America. Humber's latest jazz night put students on stage as they gave audiences an escape into another culture. The concert featured two different bands. The Humber Brazilian Workshop by Gord Sheard introduced foreign hits to Etobicoke, while the Humber Latin Jazz Ensemble by Hilario Durin mixed new and familiar hits with steady acoustics inspired by Havana. The two-hour event was also a personal test for the Bachelor of Music program after practicing across the semester.
I grew up hearing Brazilian music because my father, I'm old enough that my father was a big fan of the bossa nova wave that started in the late 50s in Brazil and hit North America in 1962 following the famous concert.
Gord Sheard is a music professor who leads the Humber Brazilian Workshop in the first half of the concert. He decided to share his own musical experiences after traveling to Brazil numerous times.
There's that, and then there's, you know, it's not just like kind of learning a bunch of pop tunes, North American pop tunes that you grew up hearing, that are in styles that you kind of grew up hearing. It's there's a whole feeling in Brazilian music, a rhythmic feeling that's really different than anything that happens here, particularly in samba and like baião and all that stuff. It's quite different, so, you know, everybody in the band has to be playing with this rhythmic feel that they're unaccustomed to. There are also rhythmic structures that determine how everything fits together, and those Brazilians assimilate those, you know, from living them, and these students haven't lived them, so they have to try and learn that, and it's hard. It takes
Making the first musical set came with its own challenges. For singer and third-year student Talia God, it was channeling her vocals through another language.
The language? Nobody's a Portuguese speaker in this ensemble, let alone a Brazilian Portuguese speaker. So, well, it was a lot of listening, like a lot of gathering kind of evidence of what the words should sound like from different artists, and then kind of just going from there and then committing to something. Just like the love of the moment. That's kind of like when I thanked everybody for coming out. It was really just that, like, we work so hard and it's just so nice for them to be able to see that work, but also like feel the energy and like the dedication that we have for what we do. So.
The auditorium's red seats weren't just filled with family and friends supporting the performers. Some listeners, such as Edgar Main and Liz Reed, are locals around Etobicoke and wanted to indulge in some authentic rhythms.
Friends across the street, they're from Brazil. I known it was going to be like Brazilian, I'd have let them know.
Latin Jazz Night puts the college's own music students in the spotlight. It also gives them a chance to sound their passion out through voice or through instrument. It's also a concert paying tribute to parts unknown for people in Etobicoke. Clements Go, Skedline.com.